You know, as I'm looking back through the release history of this podcast, there sure are a lot of episodes that are like, update, announcement, guess what? We're changing up the format a little bit, but this time, we've definitely got it for sure this time. We've definitely got the thing that's going to be the rest of the future of the entire podcast, and it's never going to change again. And you'd think that maybe after a while, we would realize that life is full of change, and change is imminent, and we would just kind of make that our announcement. Anyway, hi, my name is Ned, and here's what the future of Improv Tabletop is definitely going to be absolutely forever. Our format's never going to change again after this episode. So, some updates about what's going on in the near future and then the later future. We'll start with the kind of most imminent announcements and then move on from there. So the most imminent of those announcements is regarding what's going to happen next month. So here's the thing. I'm planning on getting corrective eye surgery, and I was hoping to have that all kind of sorted out by now, but various factors such as insurance and the thickness of my corneas, et cetera, it's gotten a little bit more complicated than that. And so the timing of it is going to be a little bit wibbly wobbly. And unfortunately, I've decided that I can't commit to producing an entire Fate campaign in the upcoming month because I want to make sure I have time to, you know, recover from eye surgery, that kind of thing. So what we're going to do in the meantime instead is we've mentioned that we have our current ongoing patron exclusive campaign, Miceborn, the Mouse Ritter Chronicles. We've recorded several of those episodes by now, and the patrons seem to be enjoying it. And what we've decided we're going to do is, in lieu of a Fate campaign, we're going to, as kind of a teaser for those of you who haven't joined the Patreon, maybe you're considering joining the Patreon, but you're wondering what is the kind of quality that I'm looking for, we decided that we're going to release the first four episodes of the Mouse Ritter Chronicles to the public feed, so you can get a little bit of an idea of what you might be able to expect if you were to join the Patreon. I'm really happy with how the campaign's going so far. Hopefully you enjoy it as well. It's a fun time. Now, even though we're not going to be releasing a Fate campaign in the upcoming month, we have already polled the patrons to figure out what the Fate campaign is going to be that's going to start releasing in June, and that campaign is going to be Noirnia. Yes, you heard that right. Chronicles of Narnia, but film noir. So I'm going to be busy brushing up on, you know, Maltese Falcon and Sunset Boulevard and all that kind of fun stuff going into this campaign. Looking forward to that. But then an even bigger announcement for what's going to happen starting in the month of July 2024. Avatar is coming back. That's right. We are going to be doing a Republic City themed campaign in the vein of 10,000 Things that we did back in the day. Our first long form campaign. And following that, for the foreseeable future, and it's definitely never going to change ever again after this, but we're going to be doing more of a regular switch off, a back and forth between short form campaigns and long form campaigns. If you want a little bit more context about what we mean by short form and long form, listen to our improv Q&A episode that we just released. For those of you who are listening to this way, way, way in the future, that is the one that was released in April of 2024. We talk a little bit about what a short-form improv scene is versus a long-form and equate that to the kind of campaigns that we do in Improv Tabletop. But broadly speaking, a short-form campaign, those are our Fate campaigns, the completely improvised ones that last for only a month, and long-form campaigns are going to be more akin to what you've seen in Imp-Tab Avatar 10,000 Things and Blades in the Dao Fei. And we, you know, really enjoy doing Avatar. I mean, obviously, we're doing another Avatar campaign set in Republic City for this next one, but we also have aspirations for doing other kinds of long-form campaigns moving forward. We've gotten a lot of buzz in our Patreon Discord about doing some Star Wars-themed campaigns, so I'm very excited to maybe crack into that. And I've gone down some very deep rabbit holes about the history of the officially licensed Star Wars RPGs. It's a whole thing, but a cool thing. I would also like to do some Blades in the Dark actually set in an official Blades in the Dark setting. The Kiyoshi era and Bossing Say was really fun, but you know what also is really fun is the actual setting of Blades in the Dark. So I think that would be really fun to lean into, and who knows what else we'll do. By the time you're listening to this, you know, who knows how many years in the future, maybe we'll have done something with Savage Worlds, maybe we'll have done something with Spire or Heart from Rowan Rick and Deckard. I've got a whole slew of RPGs that I'm interested in playing, and we're just going to see what ends up happening on this feed. So, for the foreseeable future, and that is definitely never going to change after this point, we're going to be switching off between do some Fate campaigns, long-form campaign, back to short-form campaigns, etc., etc. Both of them are fun, so we're going to do both of them. And I believe that's probably it for this point. You know, I'm just going to talk a little bit about sort of my philosophy behind some of these changes. If you just wanted the news and that's good enough for you, you can leave and you'll have all of the information you need to know about what to expect in the upcoming few months. But if you're interested, so I am probably, admittedly, I spend a little bit more time than necessary thinking about, like, the moral reasons why I'm doing this podcast and what I hope to accomplish in the world and all that blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah. So I have spent a lot of time thinking about, like, what is the unique space that Improv Tabletop can fill in the RPG podcasting sort of sphere. And I think we do have something really special with the Fate campaigns, because they are so improv heavy. Like, you know, every RPG requires improv. If you're playing a TTRPG, you are improvising. But the fact that we all sit down with an equally blank slate as far as what the story is going to be, and we do make it up all on the fly, that is something that's pretty special and that I think is fairly unique to what we're offering the space at the moment. And so I want to continue doing that. But there is also room to just kind of explore and have fun. I mean, that's kind of the purpose of playing these games, is to have fun. And I have so many games that I want to play. And so, I don't know, pigeonholing the podcast to being just a Fate Accelerated podcast feels a little bit weird. Even though the Fate campaigns, I feel like, do kind of get closest to the core of what Improv Tabletop is all about, we can still lean into improv with RPG systems that are more fully fleshed out. You saw what happened in Blades in the Dao Fei and in 10,000 Things. With 10,000 Things, that's the most planning that I've done for one of the long-form campaigns, and there were entire arcs that I thought might happen that just ended up never happening whatsoever. And Blades in the Dao Fei, I did an episode, just sort of a bonus episode, something that I had talked about in one of the obligatory talkback episodes, talking about, like, how much preparation was I putting into that. So go back and listen to that if you're interested in hearing more about that. But there is a lot that we can do with improv, even in these longer form campaigns, and I'm excited to see what that ends up looking like, and to experiment with how much different systems can sustain that improvised format. We've already seen good stuff in Powered by the Apocalypse and Forged in the Dark games. Will we ever play, I don't know, actual D&D? Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. The future is open. It's about, you know, having fun and playing the games that we want to play. So that's a little bit of the philosophical kind of mumbo jumbo that's going on in my mind behind these decisions that we're making here. Even though the longer form campaigns won't be making up absolutely everything on the spot like we do with the Fate Accelerated campaigns, we're still going to be making up the vast majority of it on the spot. And so I think that still qualifies. Well, to those of you who are still listening, thanks for just hanging around. Thanks for being an awesome fan. And thank you for supporting the podcast. We love what we're doing here. It brings us a lot of joy and a lot of fulfillment. It's a great outlet for our creativity. And the fact that other people are getting some sort of value out of it, the fact that we're able to make other people's days a little bit brighter, really warms our hearts and helps us to, you know, find the motivation to keep on going. In any case, I've already talked for way too long, and so I'm going to sign off now. Much love and stuff, everybody. We'll catch you next month for Miceborn the Mouse Raider Chronicles, and then in June for Noirnia, and then in July for our ImpTab Avatar Republic City campaign. Until next time, I've been Ned Wilcock, your host and GM. Much love and stuff. Bye now.